This is Ray Lutz with Citizens Oversight, and this is our first call. Our goal is to set up, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to, we'll use the chat room, and I'll just make a presentation because I'm hearing a bunch of extra noise.
Muted.
I'm going to mute everybody. The goal here is to establish teams in many parts of the country. And actually, I was looking at this carefully, and if you're online, I should be sharing my desktop, and I'm going to show you the list. And if you're not, I'll just read off some of the top counties, because what I did was I organized all of the counties, and let me make sure this is being, yeah. Screen is wasted. Wait a second. I took a look at all of the counties and organized them by registered voters throughout the country. And it turns out some of the states that have a lot of registered voters also have have also the large counties, but in a few cases, counties that are states that don't have that many people or don't compete that well that way have maybe one big county. For example, Phoenix rates really, really high. It's number two in terms of the county list, but it's not as high in terms of Arizona is not, you know, up on the list. The same with Las Vegas. As you can imagine, Nevada is not really super popular, but Las Vegas is. And so it's actually number 16 in terms of population. So if we take a look at this, we try to have as much impact as possible by organizing teams around the upcoming election. In order to get up to like 60% coverage of voters, it takes about 300 counties, which is a small fraction of the 8,000 counties that we have. So it actually, So it's actually, I'm sorry. You guys are looking at something that I'm not looking at. Let me see if I can get it over to this thing that I'm looking at here. Just a second. Okay, I'm looking at the same thing now. So this is the state map that you're seeing now. Let me try to, I'm sorry for, here we go. Okay, so maybe Janet, you're helping me out there by letting me know what you can see. This is actually, if you can see, okay, good, the spreadsheet. So you can hopefully see, if you're online, you can see the list of counties. You can see the top about two dozen counties. Top two dozen counties account for about 18% of all the voters in the nation. And so if some people say, let's do all of the counties and everything, but there's just too many. There's some 8,000 counties. But if we target the top 300, we're dealing with the top 60% of the voters. And I think we can have the best impact by trying to focus in on what we're doing that way. So that's maybe enough of that. I did, because we have this spreadsheet here, which goes on and on with all of the counties, and I did try to colorize it a little bit based on which state they're in to kind of get an idea. I can share that with people that are trying to coordinate, but there's another thing that I did here, which is to, procedure that we implemented in California and in Florida, Margaret down in Florida, which was helping there. But anyone if you're in a state, you can go through this process either by the list that I have already that you can just look at that big spreadsheet. But essentially, if you look at California here, you see that we've decided that if we just focus in on the top 24 counties, we can handle 92% of the voters of California. And so we're not going to be wasting our time unless somebody wants to help out with those other counties. Certainly we can do that. And so that's the overall strategy of what to do or where to do it. And so now the next question is, what do we do? Fortunately, we've had pretty good luck with this in San Diego with the snapshot protocol. And the in terms of just looking at the, focusing on the audit. So the snapshot protocol is to focus in on the audit itself. Not every state. I've been trying to push up here, and hopefully you can see the map of whether states have post-election audit procedures. A lot of the states that are important have reasonably good procedures, but not all of them. I understand that some of them, I was just hearing today that Ohio has really bad procedures, even though this map seems to say that it's okay. But they vary. Every state has a difference in what it does somewhat. And so we're going to have to get sort of our feet wet with that. But I believe from what we've seen here that if we start focusing in on these auditing procedures, that we will find a lot of information. We will start to really unravel a lot of the rigging that's gone on throughout the country. Most of the counties in California, which we've taken a look at, many of them, like Fresno, which is the one in the middle, the red one, is selects their precincts in advance by a couple of months. And when you do that, you make the audit just a complete sham. It doesn't matter what kind of statistics you use or anything else. It's just it's just for show, because you're never going to catch anything if everyone knows what the precincts are that they're going to be auditing 2 months ahead of time. And that's what they're doing. And there's many others that are doing that. So we're going to have to get to know what the audits are in every single state that we're working in. And then first step, as I say here, is to target which counties that you want to look at, and then take a look at the audit procedure, which is reviewing the law, and look for the audit reports from the targeted counties for prior elections. Turns out that in California, the Secretary of State has stopped doing they've stopped doing the 1% archiving since 2010 was the last day that they did the archiving. And so we need to we've started archiving it ourselves and building a database of prior we've started building a database of prior reports in California, and we want to build it in other places so we have a history, because it's really useful to go back and see how it turned out in other elections so you can compare. And also, you know, what we're really doing here is giving the officials notice that we're going to be paying attention to these audits. And I believe that this is going to handle not all of it, because there's so many other things that they're doing. I want to get some questions and conversation. I'm not sure how to do it with this system. I'm going to try to
unmuted.
Turn everybody on. Okay. So does okay, if you can put your name in the chat box, if you're online, if you'd like to speak, I'm going to look in the chat box here. Is anyone? Everyone's unmuted, so you can talk if you want. I'm trying to get Jen. I'll tell you what. Let's go through and see. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna go through the list because there's it's
muted.
Not working that way. Let's start with Bonnie. Bonnie, what is your story, and do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I helped with the primary results in our county. And
which is where? Where is your county?
I'm sorry, Sonoma County.
Okay, Sonoma. Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's up there. I don't know if it's in the top 24. It's almost, if it isn't in the top. Okay, good. So we will need to, I know that you're one of the counties, I believe, that actually weighed in on the lawsuit and supplied a declaration that they're not following the law to include all of the ballots. So we, Citizens Oversight, by the way, sent out a letter to all the counties in California, the top 24, and asked mm-hmm. them if they were going to do the audit with all the ballots or not. In the upcoming election, I didn't get a response from very many. I got two responses so far out of 24. But after 10 days expires, then we're going to go after them a little bit more. So that is something that maybe you can help me with there in Sonoma by hand carrying in the letter about
sure.
that. Okay, good. So that's something we can do there right away. But what we want to do is, in each one of these areas, for people that are in the district, you know, it doesn't take too many people to do the basics, but we can handle probably easily 5 or 10 people in each election district, you know, at any one time when the election is in full swing. Prior to the election, there's a few things that we have to do. One of those things is to encounter them. Let me, I don't know if you can see what's on the screen, but there are some initial steps that we need to take. Now in California, Citizens Oversight has encountered all of the counties and asked them to follow this snapshot protocol. A lot of them, not a lot of them, some of them have been very cooperative. Most of them have sort of been uncooperative. But what we need is people that actually will go in there and, you know, kind of get to know them and be the face that's there all the time, and asking them for the data file, which has to come out at a very specific time. We need that unofficial results before they do the manual tally selection. And so that is, we'll be hopefully contacting you. If you can send me an email, Bonnie, then we'll follow up on it that way. Let me go on to the next person. I see their name here. Let me go on to, I see a lot of callers that just say caller, and I can't. Okay, Dorothy Dillon, you contacted me earlier and wanted to get on the line. Can you speak to, are you, okay, hello, Dorothy?
Hi.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hi, Dorothy.
Okay, I'm in San Mateo County on the San Mateo coastline. And I've been working with Dennis, who I think you both will talk to.
Right.
From Half Moon Bay. So
yeah,
we're
okay.
Kind of a team here.
Oh, good.
And
yeah, I think he mentioned you the other day when we were talking. We had an extensive conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's super. And I think that's great because he's got so much experience. Let me turn you on, Dennis. See if I can turn it on. It's not turning on for some reason. Okay. Well, I did talk to Dennis earlier, and he's had a lot of experience with oversight and in the San Mateo area. Okay, so let's see.
Unmuted.
Reynolds, where are you? And can you, Eric? Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, Ray. There you go. Hi.
How's it going? I just left you a message in regards to riggedelection.org. Let me introduce myself. We've actually spoken before, but I'm one of the Northern California directors for Ballots for Bernie, which was started by Lauren Steiner and Lucy Riley. And we've got an amazing team up here in Northern California that basically oversaw the 58 counties, the observation counts of the VBMs and the provisionals. So I created a site at riggedelection.org where all of our county leaders and observers recorded their reports.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's, I think I can only do one thing, which is to compliment you on what a good job you did in organizing people across the state. And, you know, there were many people in each county that took the ball and got their people, at least they did here, because it's been a breath of fresh air to have people here who were engaged in providing oversight, since we've done it sometimes with almost no interest whatsoever in prior elections.
Yeah, thanks. Now, thanks for the kind words. I just wanted to add something really quickly that you may or may not know, but we're in Contra Costa County. We've got a good relationship with our clerk, our registrar here. We're going to be meeting with him to talk about joining. He wants us to join the elections committee here so that we can be a big part of setting up the polling places, the signage, the poll workers, the inspectors, pretty much everything. And we want to be a model county for the rest of California as well as the rest of the nation.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a really good way to do it. If you can get that kind of cooperation from the registrar, it's something we desperately don't have here in San Diego at all. We can't get any cooperation. But, you know, a lot of these people are actually, I think, doing a pretty good job. They sometimes don't know, or they may be, you know, missing something here and there. And I think that's the lion's share of what's going on in terms of the 1% manual tally, that they just didn't know that they had to do them all. They were doing it that way, and no one had really asked them to do them all. But without doing them all, that it opens the door to that type of hacking. Okay, so good. So now, let me take a little breather here and say that you know, this is kind of a new effort. It does sort of dovetail with what you've done already, Eric, in terms of getting teams set up in the various counties. This idea of doing the audit carefully and looking at it is something I think a lot of people have been missing nationwide, so we're going to try to extend the idea over to wherever people can pick it up. Now, some areas, like Chicago, I talked to some people there who have been providing oversight to the Chicago city area, which is divorced from the rest of Cook County, and they have been watching the audits carefully, and they found a lot of problems, but it doesn't seem to go anywhere because of the corruption that they have there in the Chicago area. So whenever we find somebody like that, and in fact in California, if we have the Ballots for Bernie group that is taking the ball and coordinating, then certainly we don't want to try to reinvent the wheel or restart from scratch or anything like this nature. We want to try to work with whatever is there and form alliances in order to get the job done, because this is not about, you know, we're not trying to, control the world or anything. We just want to get this particular idea promulgated as fast as we can, and especially to be providing more oversight of the elections in general, because there just isn't enough. Okay, so any further words you have, Eric, before I move on to anyone else that has a question?
No, that's it. One other thing too as well. At our disposal, we've got, I believe, nearly 3,000 volunteers if we need them.
Okay, good. Well, one of the things that we are doing in San Diego, and I'll just let you know, we're about to start it, and this is something that people have sort of forgotten, but it's something I did in 2008, and that is after the election is over, you can go in and inspect and review the paperwork that they generate in the precinct when people are voting. Here they call it street rosters and sign-in rosters, which are where they check off people as they're voting. It's a pretty big job if you have a lot of precincts. You don't want to try to do them all. So we do a sample of maybe 5%, and that's about seven. For us, it's about 77 or 80 precincts that we go in and scan a few sheets, take the data in terms of count how many ballots were voted and how many were provisionals, and so forth, and so you can get an idea. And then what we were doing is checking, did all of those ballots make it through the system? How many were lost, you know, between the cup and the lip? And so it is something that can be done at this time. Before we get to the next election, we go back and collect that data on the prior election. I know everybody may be burned out, but it's the time to do it now, and I'll try to promulgate
the information.
Let's move on to Flora, let me see if I can unmute you here. Doesn't seem to be responding for some reason. I can't turn you on. I don't know why. Okay, here we go. Let's go on to Jason Panza. Jason, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Can you guys all hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. My name is Jason Panza. I'm based in LA County. I don't really have any prior oversight experience, but I do work professionally as a data analyst, so I do have a lot of interest in possibly querying and visualizing the data from the tabulators or whatever help you know, we need in each county. So I'm just really excited and interested to get this ball rolling here.
Okay, good. Well, Jason, I did want to try to, I was trying to pair you up with another person in LA area. I'm not actually sure if he's in LA, but I thought he was, who has collected all of the data of the election here in California as it was performed on sort of a minute-by-minute basis, how the votes came in. And I thought you and that data could you could maybe see some patterns in the data were interesting. So I'm trying to get that data, and when I do, I'll try to get it over to you. Okay, it's very good. And LA is one of our, is the largest and most significant county in the United States. But realize that some of these areas have multiple counties, such as New York City, where they have the five boroughs, and each one's basically a county. And so it's not really fair to compare them exactly that way, because in that area, New York City and Chicago are extremely dense. And so we need to try to not, you know, be idiots about this and understand that those other counties are still really important. Okay. Did we talk? Let me see if I can unmute somebody else here. Jen Graham, are you able to speak?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Hi.
I'm in Alameda County, and I was a ballot observer here, and went to the Board of Supervisors and all that with a group. I also, as a result, got connected with Dwana Bain and have been helping her and Bill with things like declarations for the lawsuit and press releases and stuff like that. So that's kind of the summary of what I've been doing.
Oh, perfect. Well, I did try to work with, you know, some of these other lawsuits that we tried to get started in terms of suing Alex Padilla, and we even tried to do some contesting of the election here. It kind of got difficult because people are going, well, you know, it's our grave. Whoa. Okay, so That was pretty bad. At least it was for me. I had to turn everybody off. I don't know who was doing that. Let's see how. I'm
Hi.
Sorry. Okay, here's Prudence. Should I put you online? Or can you tell us about yourself?
Thank you. Yeah, my name is Prudence Hull. I'm a retired school teacher in San Francisco. I haven't done anything ever. It looks to me, Eric just gave me his email, and it looks to me like if I connect up with Eric, he can sort of put me in people locally, then I can, and they can find out best way to use me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point in that. Let's talk about that a little bit. I'm going to mute you again because I'm getting a lot of echo. I don't know if anyone else is. I'm trying to see if there's anyone on. No, there's not supposed to be anyone. Okay, so here's the thing is we have to act as autonomous groups. There's no way that, you know, Citizens Oversight or any other single group can ever contemplate trying to control, you know, everybody in their own group and so forth. And there's going to be things which are important in each county, which are maybe not unique, but they're going to be coming up for the people in that county, and that's something that we want to share with each other what's going on to see if it's replicated in other counties. But because we do see a lot of similar things. But basically, in terms of when to go in and how to coordinate and the details of what you're looking at, the individual teams with the boots on the ground in each area are going to need to be able to make a lot of decisions on their own. And it turns out what we found is we do a lot of recording and video recording and stuff. We don't know what we're going to catch at the time. Later we can go back and at times we find out that that we have, I'm sorry, we have a few people. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. I had one person that wasn't muted, and that's why we had all that background noise. So basically we have, this is something to think about is always, if you can, have a video camera, try to record audio if you're not recording video, because they really can't object to that. Well, you're not going to be able to see any ballots, and you can record what they're saying. And this is sort of a mistake that we made. The other mistake that we made this time is that we didn't go in early enough. We need to be in and watching the early vote by mails come in and what they're doing with them, how they're handling them. So we need to be thinking that at least 10 days before the election, we need to have people in there watching what's going on and understanding how they're processing the early vote by mails as they come in. And then there's sort of a peak, of course, not so much right during the election, even though it's fun to sort of see what they're doing, but it's right after that that we seem to have a lot of activity. What we have to do is go in and see the 1% draw, get the snapshot disc or the unofficial results before they do the draw, and then watch the manual tally, not every second, but especially if you can watch it as they finish each one of the precincts that they're counting, what they do. What we'll do is hopefully have some training videos, because I think that's going to be the best way to do it. The conference calls are kind of coordinating and getting to know the people that are involved, but long term we need to be figuring that it's going to be with those videos and training videos that we're going to be able to promulgate what to do and then process the questions about each area. Now, another thing, let me just mention one more thing. Take notes. We need to make sure people are writing down their observations at the time so that later they don't forget. And what we find is those are sometimes being requested by authorities so that they can investigate some kind of malfeasance that's going on. And we just lucked out in some cases. We lucked out because we had many situations where we happened to see, for example, the shredding truck, you know, behind us at our press conference. That just was a stroke of luck that we picked that up. So let's see here. Let me try enabling Sophia Nieto. See if you can tell us.
Hello. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, there you go. Hi, Sophia.
Hello. I have absolutely no experience with doing this, but I am experienced with data analysis. Just like Jason, if I would be paired up with someone who could help me getting started, that would be helpful.
Okay, and where are you located?
San Mateo.
Okay, good. Well, in that case, you're exactly, you can be paired up with Dennis and who was the other name up there? Dorothy, Dylan, and Dennis Paul are looking for more people up in San Mateo. So it sounds like we're forming a group there, yeah. So the thing is, yeah, we'll be able to help each person that does not have a lot of experience to work with other people. And you're lucky now because Dennis Paul is, as I've talked to him, probably one of the most experienced in terms of just observing what's going on in the elections in that area. And we need younger people who can take the ball from these, you know, people that have had a lot of experience. Okay, good. So thank you, Sophia, for being on board. All right, how about Ramon? Are you able to tell us about yourself?
Yes, hello. I am from Riverside County, and I'm from Count Our Votes, Riverside County. We have been in contact with you through the email with Frida, where we have we went to the Board of Supervisors with 20 people, and we have some testimonies and other good stories from people that were in the poll, inspectors and also poll workers.
Okay, good. And so, Ramon, that's good because Riverside is basically number 4 in the list in California in terms of importance, in terms of number of people, and we really don't have enough there. So it's good to hear that you already have a group of people. How many people do you estimate are in your group in Riverside that are able to take part?
The people that went to the Rivers, the Board of Supervisors were 21 people, but our group is a little bit larger. So we're hoping that maybe 40 people will be interested in this. But you know how it is. But at least I think we count with those 20
yeah.
people went to the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, well, good. That's an indication that you have a good group then. And so thank you for coming on board. We'll keep that in mind. The Riverside has been somewhat uncooperative with us in terms of our requests and stuff. So we're going to need to go in and have the boots on the ground that go in there and ask them to take part in it. Let's see if I can get Karina to tell us about yourself. Karina, can you unmute your phone? And I tried to unmute it here, and it's not showing that you're muted on your side. Okay.
Hi, Rick. Karina.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. I'm from, also worked with Ballots for Bernie with Eric Reynolds, and also served as a Alameda County Ballot Observer with Jen Graham, who spoke a few minutes ago. From what I understand, Alameda County was one of the worst offenders.
Okay, something happened there. Karina, I'm not, go ahead, see if you can, I don't hear you anymore. Okay, something happening. I do agree with Karina in that Alameda County has been difficult, and they were one of the targets in terms of having the most provisionals. And we looked at how many provisionals they were using. Somehow Karina went offline just as she was getting to the punchline, but that's okay. I wanted to see if I could pick up one of these early callers here that just say caller, and I don't know. I remember I put a name on one of them, who was calling in from the East Coast. Let me see. Caller two. I don't know. Is that the person from North Carolina or Charlotte? Let me see. Unmute some of these ones that are just on the phone. The person from Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you?
You just got a Michigan person.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, I hear you, Michigan person. Where? What city in Michigan are you in?
Port Huron, up by the Canadian border, about an hour north of Detroit. And
okay.
I'm available to go down to Chicago, I mean, not Chicago, to Ohio if necessary, or if you need us here in Michigan. I've got a large contingency of volunteers for Bernie that can help.
Okay, well, and my review of Michigan, or at least the information I have, they have an inadequate auditing process, and we're probably not going to get much headway on that, although we can review it again and see. Detroit
couldn't
area.
We go in during the election and ask for totals here and there and act like we're press or something?
But yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do that we need to do in Detroit. The Detroit Wayne County area is one of the top. Let me see what number it is here. In terms of nationally, Wayne County is number eight. Wayne County is number 10 in the nation in terms of being important. So this is the list, folks. In terms of in one county, how many voters there are, and this is the election district, how important they are. Los Angeles is number one. Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, is number two. Harris County, which is Houston, is three. Chicago City, followed by Cook County, are numbers four and five. So then that San Diego County and Orange County are six and seven. Kings County and Brooklyn, then Miami, then Detroit. Okay, so Detroit is way up there. And after that, I'll just go through them quickly. Dallas, Broward County in Florida, which is Fort Lauderdale area. King County, which is Seattle and Washington. Then Queens and Manhattan. And then Clark County, Las Vegas. And that's the only big one in Nevada, as you can imagine. And then next one is Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth, Philadelphia County. And then Long Island has two counties in a row. San Antonio, and then Oakland County, which is near Detroit, right? The caller, what's your name again?
Diane.
Okay, Diane. Okay, good. Sorry about that. Okay, so Diane, Oakland County, isn't that right north of Detroit?
It's kind of northwest, and it's where all the rich people are, and it appears to be where Hillary Clinton will be tomorrow morning, where we have a very huge protest planned.
Okay, good job. So anyway, Oakland County is also, that's number 22. So you've got number 10 and number 22 right there. I think you have your hands full, actually, in Michigan,
good,
trying to deal with those two counties. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And what we should do is also have you take a look at the other counties in Michigan and review the auditing. Maybe they have improved the auditing laws there.
My pleasure. The other thing I wanted to mention is on the suggestion of Bernie Sanders, many of us ran as precinct delegates, and there are county and the state, Michigan State Democratic Party convention coming up at the end of this month, where we'll be working on the platform for the state. So any other states that have this situation, there's a good chance we could do some things about voter integrity and auditing and try to at least bring it up at our conventions for the state of at least Michigan and try to get it out there so people pay attention to the issue, but also try to maybe get something in the state platform regarding the fact that we need improved auditing practices for the state of Michigan for elections. So there's something that may be also helpful between now and November in that respect.
Right. I think that you can make progress, at least raising the issue at the conventions. My personal experience is that the convention, the resolutions and so forth really don't go anywhere. But at least they do educate the people that are there about what the issue is. And that's important in itself. And if we can get, I think, you know, here's really the goal of this. If we could do this, we get a lot of people activated thinking about the audit because it really hasn't been on people's maps before. And we start thinking about it, and then everybody will get in the swing of things, and we will get these changes in those respects. Okay, good. So thanks a lot, Diane. I'll contact you separately and give you the instructions in order that we can take a look at the priority list in Michigan and those areas right near Michigan that are close to you. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Okay, so let's see here. Anyone else? I've opened up. Who's that?
This I thought I would just chime in. This is Flora Dunbar, and I'm from the East Coast, Charlotte.
Oh, nice.
North Carolina. And I can see that North Carolina is one of the purple states. I knew there were some issues going on, but I was curious as to, I don't have much information on the status of any election fraud that may have occurred here. And I'm curious as to which counties would be priority. I had another question down there. If I go to the copswiki.org site, can I access these tabs that you're going through? I mean, can I access any of this information?
Okay. And,
Three questions there.
Yeah, okay. So let's start kind of in order. Number one, North Carolina is a fairly reasonably important state in terms of the number of voters. And I was trying to look here to see if I could find Charlotte is one of the, you know, top areas. And I was trying to see where it was in the list. I guess I could do a search for it. But basically, there is a procedure that we followed in Margaret. I don't know if she's online, but she's in Florida. She went through it very successfully, got the list of all of the counties and the county registrar of voters' contact information, put it in the format that we needed, and then also got the registration information, which we do have here for all of the counties in the country now. So it is not too hard to prioritize. The goal is, of course, I know Grand Rapids is, no, I'm sorry, you're North Carolina. I was back at it. So it's Charlotte, and I think
Charlotte and Raleigh, yeah.
Raleigh are the two big ones.
Charlotte and Raleigh. Charlotte's probably the largest metropolitan area, and
okay.
Raleigh.
Right. Okay. So, and that's the idea is that in each state is to take a look at the top, maybe 20% of the counties that you have, and just work on those. Don't try to work on all of them because there's way too much to waste your time. And so what we'll do is we'll promulgate that information about how to size up your state. And then if you can get a group of people together who are good at writing letters and getting information and sending stuff out, you can actually contact all of the important registrar voters and county clerks and people that handle the elections in your state like the top two dozen or so, depending on how many you have. But that's what we're doing in California, the top two dozen. And then contact them and say, here's what we want. And you can ask for the data at the right time from them. That's what we asked for. We said, just send us the data at this time in your election. Now, there is a, and I will provide the procedure that you can use to size up your state and your state laws with regard to the audit procedure. All right. Now, the other question that you had was, can you access this stuff on the COPS Wiki website? And we try to put many, many things on the COPS Wiki website, almost to the point that it's hard to find things anymore. The thing about COPS Wiki and the thing about a wiki in general, as opposed to something like Facebook, is that you can organize things. You can put things together and they stay there for a long period of time. You know, you can organize and you can say these are the things that work together. And that's the benefit of having a wiki rather than just trying to use Facebook. However, we tend to use Facebook a lot because everybody is on it. And I do recommend that if you want to be involved, go ahead and join Facebook and, you know, get you'll get information in terms of what's happening day by day, but not these sort of procedures. So what we're going to be having is we're going to be trying to organize more around what we need to do for this upcoming election. We're making progress on getting the procedure set up for the different areas as we learn about the differences that we are encountering in, you know, different areas. So it's not all the same, but as we encounter the differences, you say it's not like that here, then we can integrate that into the procedure and get it so that you can take a procedure and say, okay, here's what I'm doing, and you can sort of follow it step by step and thinking along the way about what you're doing, but still, you know, as a guidepost of what to do. Because a lot of times, hey, there's a lot of people that say, look, I am available to work on this, but I just don't know what to do. And I don't know what to do so that I will be effective with my time. And this is a thing that really bothered me when I first started getting involved in election integrity. I was told to do a bunch of stuff that really was very ineffective and didn't have any real result. And what we found here is that if we go after this the right way with this auditing procedure, as you can see with our lawsuit where we've really shaken up California, we won the lawsuit, and now we're going to be telling the rest of the counties that they have to get their act in order. You know, you can measure up the other election integrity groups to see how many lawsuits they've actually won and are making changes versus just talking about it. And that's the problem that I had, is that I wanted to do election integrity work, and I didn't know what to do at first, and that was about 10 years ago. And we did a lot of research. I spent, honestly, about a couple of years in my extra time working on the San Diego County Registrar system and trying to figure it out and making a big report, and that's sort of the basis for now my understanding and being able to you know, call these guys out. Okay.
Yeah, so, I saw the third tab on the wiki, on whatever I'm seeing here, that talked about the state election district targeting procedure. That had some links on it that looked like they would be really helpful, and so that was what I was really responding to.
Okay. Yeah. So here's a. This is what I see. What you're seeing now. So this procedure here is what I want you in North Carolina to take a look at how to target your state. And this is what I...
Is this available through the WikiCops? I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yes, it is. Okay, I see it.
So basically, the way the COPS Wiki works, for people that can see, it's copswiki.org, and then everything is in this common web pretty much. And then the next word here, whatever it is the place where it is. That's the name of the topic. Mm-hmm. And if you... This is considered a news media item, if you will, but that's just because we've collected it all in that. But these are really categorized as procedures. And I will do a better job. I have to admit that in the fluster of this election and understanding what was going on, that we're still a little bit behind getting set up for the rest of the states, as we decided that this was working so well and so productive that we had to just, give it to the other states and district. But you and your area can take a look at this procedure here. As you see, North Carolina is one of the red top 10 states in the nation, but it doesn't always work that way. As you see, Nevada has Las Vegas in it, so that one county is important. But in you as a statewide are fairly significant. And then what we want to do is get the election districts, and this also describes how you can take the mapping. It's a free thing on the internet. You can just colorize your counties and your state and get an idea about where the people are. It's kind of fun to do. Anyone else that I have enabled on the phone that wanted to speak up? I'm looking over at what we have here. So basically, I see we're ending the hour. Let me see if I see any chat room information that I should talk about. You weren't allowed, Jen Graham says in Alameda County, we weren't allowed to take notes. Let me see if we can find out more about that before we, let me turn you on, Jen. Okay, you should be enabled now. Jen, what was this thing about not being able to take notes?
So several of us, and Karina can corroborate this, were told directly by Tim Dupuis, the Registrar of Voters here, that was one of the stipulations to us observing, is that we could not take notes. There were many stipulations, but that was one of them.
Okay, well, I guess there is, I will say this, the Registrar of Voters has some they do have some responsibility in making sure that you're not committing a crime by trying to see both the voter and the ballot at the same time. And other than that, we have actually fought these guys here in San Diego. Like, at first they said no cameras in the 1% manual tally room, and we said, well, you're going to have to arrest us, otherwise we're bringing it in. And they finally relented and let us bring in the camera and put it in the corner of the room. You know, we're not focusing it on every single ballot, but even if you did that, there's no marks on the ballots to tell you what, you know, who the voter was. So there's no reason why you can't do it. And in fact, in one election, I was able to train my camera on every ballot as they counted them. I wanted to, that is something where that's an extreme case, Jen, where they're going way overboard on saying you can't take notes. Of course you can take notes. It's a free country. You can write things down. This is not a courtroom. And even in the courtrooms, I think it's going too far to say you can't take any notes.
I think the implication was that they were going to remove us. I mean, we couldn't really see anything anyways. We had a lot of observation problems, just like San Diego did, not quite to the extent, but we did definitely have a lot of problems because they put us in an area, a roped-off area, where we couldn't even see anything. So, it wouldn't have made a difference if we took notes or not, because there wasn't a whole lot to see.
And they probably didn't allow video cameras in that area either, right?
Absolutely not. We couldn't even talk to each other.
Okay, well, they are completely out of line. These are supposed to be open. There is the open meeting law in a public, they are a public entity. This is something I've fought for many years in terms of bringing cameras into meetings. And some places get flustered when you bring a camera in. I pretty much bring a camera wherever I go and always turn it on. And now I'm understanding that, in these areas, the better way to do it is audio recording, so you can get their words. And what are you going to be recording? You know, a conversation, but you're not going to see any ballots. So really, how can they complain about audio recording? So that's something that maybe that's the first step to take. But we're going to have to get some attorneys focused on Alameda County, because sounds like to me a sore point where we need to take a look at the what is it? It's the rights, the Voters' Bill of Rights. You have the right to observe the election. You have the right to have to ask questions and get them answered. I mean, it's a pretty strong law that they have. Let's see here. Is there? Okay, Margaret is online. I don't know which phone call you're on. I want to say thank you to Margaret in Florida for doing the work to size up Florida, understand which counties are where. I did send you back the spreadsheet. We need to go over it again, but basically we're headed in the right direction. I think that we've finished an hour to get started, and I'm kind of reviewing what's been said here in the chat room to see if I'm not missing anything important. So with that, I'm going to move toward adjournment. What I will say is that I want to thank everybody for signing on in this meeting. We had about we had about 20 people this meeting. That's pretty good for a first meeting. And I'm not really happy with how this go-to meeting that we're trying this time, which is kind of good in some respects in that you can see my desktop here. Not that I've used a great deal of it. But just in summary here, I did want to mention our court case. We did get a ruling on it, and it was in our favor, and we're moving forward on that. The other thing that did happen is that we will be announcing evidence that we're going to be turning over to the authorities for significant election fraud in terms of the whiteouts that they were whiting out and adding, enhancing the ballots that they were doing in San Diego. That's going to be kind of our next step in the next couple of days. Now, as we move forward, we're going to be continuing to try to coordinate the people that are signing up and putting you together in groups in your area so that people sign up. They may be looking to do election integrity, have heard about it, and we know that there's some other people already working, and then we can send you to them, and then within your area, hopefully we can get you guys to pair up and then start having local conversations. And then if there's things that are rising to the top, like this thing that Jen Graham just mentioned, where they're not able to even talk in the register or take notes, I can understand not talking may be disturbing, but you know, you have a right to take notes and even bring in a camera. So those are things that we need to really get on top of, and the notes that you need to take are actually maybe at the end of the day, all of the limitations that they put on your ability to observe what they're doing, and you can write those down at the end of the day and say we tried to take notes, they didn't allow that, and they have all these extra things, and you know, we're going to have some attorneys take a look at their restrictions and maybe even challenge them in court. Was there anyone here? Let me just quickly, let's see if I can,
unmuted.
See if I can turn people on. If there's anyone else that hasn't spoken up that wanted to say something, I only unmute if you want to say something. Now's your time to say it.
Hey, Ray, this is Janet. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on my little Chromebook, so a problem solved. Hey, I wanted to know, and somebody else asked, what the next steps are, you know, following this call for the group of people that are interested in participating.
Okay, the next step is we are going to want, as I said, we're going to be continuing to get signups and put you together, and then we're going to be sending out the recommended videos. I'm here.
Muted.
I'm turning everybody back off except for me because of the reflection I'm hearing. We're going to have these procedures, and I'm going to flip over to this example procedure, which is the state district targeting procedure, where you follow this step by step and you figure out which district you're going to be looking at. This is an example of the type of procedures that we want to give to you, where you first figure out which districts in your state you're going to be looking at, and then the next procedures will move you toward contacting those districts, and then, you know, before the election, then during the election, what to do in each one of the areas so that you can provide oversight, and then also what to do after the election. And this is one of the things now that we're still kind of honing these. In 2008, I did a lot of data collection in San Diego, and I did it a lot of it after the election was over. And so, you know, we're going to do that again. And then when we do it again, we'll be able to see, okay, how have things changed and what are we going to recommend for other groups to do? Because some of the things that I did were somewhat of a waste of time. And so I don't want to be recommending that people do things that weren't really productive. So we've had a couple of rounds with collecting data in certain ways. And in this case, for example, looking at these sign-in rosters may be productive versus looking at the rosters at the as people signed in will be a productive way to find out how many provisionals were there, how many and were they did they come out in the final election. So I really can't outline everything, and again, this is sort of a learning process for everyone. This is the first time I've tried to coordinate a national group of doing this during the election. We've usually just been local. So I really will appreciate the help of other people and their insights as to how to best do this, especially if you can help promulgate it to people that are interested in helping, you know, save this part of our democracy. With that, I think I will adjourn the meeting now. We're a bit after when I wanted to end it. I thank everybody for coming, and we will be continuing to communicate with you in the weeks that we have left. And remember, we only have about 2 months, so we're going to have to really be focused on getting the work done to size up where we're going to be going in our state, contacting those other people, and getting teams ready to go in as many districts as we possibly can. And the ones that are important. We don't want to waste time on little tiny districts that don't have much to do. But the ones that are important, we want to focus on. And a lot of times they have groups that are already there. So work with them, not reinvent the wheel. Okay, thank you very much. This will end the conference call for today.